You're listening to the Who Cares News for Friday, March 27th, 2020. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
It's Friday.
Is it Friday?
Yeah, I know, right? We've lost track.
I was thinking it was Thursday. Oh, it is Friday.
It's Friday.
That's right. It's payday. Okay.
Woo! At least some of us are getting paid. Fun facts for you. Betty Boop was originally a talking French poodle when she debuted in 1930. She didn't become a person until 1932. Can you imagine that? Betty Boop, a French poodle.
No, but you know what? I was just never a big fan.
I know. It's kind of crazy, isn't it? Purple Skittles aren't grape in other countries. Huh? In England and Australia, their flavor is black currant.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know what a currant tasted like if it bit me.
Oh, you would too. I'm sure you would.
And I think they're good.
Yeah, they might be. They might be. But Mary Shelley got the idea for Frankenstein from a nightmare.
Ooh.
Ooh. Those are always the best stories. There are four state capitals named after presidents.
Okay.
Jackson, Mississippi.
Okay.
Lincoln, Nebraska.
Okay.
Jefferson City, Missouri.
Okay.
And Madison, Wisconsin.
Okay.
Washington, D.C., obviously named after a president, too. Yeah, just saying.
Well, yeah.
Okay. Anyway, there you go. All right, it's Friday morning. It's time for the Who Cares News. What's going on?
Well, it's here, people.
What's that?
Blake Shelton's new mullet debuted yesterday on Twitter. Well, at least we don't have to talk about the other boring stuff. At least someone did something.
Somebody got up yesterday and did something. Constructive or not.
We need you to keep being stupid.
This is going to be us making stuff up pretty soon. There's just nothing going on.
Well, it's better than expected.
Is it?
Yeah. The business on the side has two stripes shaved out, so it kind of resembles a mohawk.
He's got stripes on the side of his head? No kidding.
I guess so.
Wow.
And the party in the back, very short.
Well, he's thinking that someday he's going to be back on TV. Probably not anytime soon.
He could do stuff like everyone else.
Well, yeah, they could do. I don't know if they could do the voice, though, over Skype.
No, not that.
Yeah.
That would be awkward.
It would. You know what? But that might be the new normal. I know. Everybody's tired of two phrases or three words. New normal. Uh-huh. Everybody's tired of hearing that. Yeah. And droplets. Do we ever want to hear the word droplets again?
What's the?
That's like moist.
Isn't there a?
Or moist droplets.
It doesn't bother me, but it bothers some. So is it the staples button?
Oh, the staples, the easy button.
Easy.
You got this.
They could sit at home and they could be on like FaceTime and they could have the staples button.
Oh, you could do that as kind of like it's my turn to talk.
They turn their chair around.
I think that's actually what they use to turn the chair around is a modified staples button. It's a prop. Hello.
In the post, you see Gwen Stefani's hands pulling down as if she's trying to make the hair longer.
Do you think she cut his hair?
I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, because I mean we're all like we're all looking a little different these days, aren't we?
Maybe he did it himself. I don't know. Maybe he hit the bottle again and just...
Oh, look at you. Look at you. Come on now.
Some people say the mullet reminds me of Joe Exotic from the Netflix docuseries Tiger King.
Have you watched any of that?
I have not.
Everybody's talking about it. I have not either. Mm. This guy...
Everybody?
Everybody's talking about it. Like it was the number one streamed show on Netflix like Tuesday of this week. Hmm. 7 or 8 episodes. The guy.
Is it good or are people just bored?
Well, I think that's a little bit of both. From what I understand, this guy tells this story, and somebody's yelling at us right now, telling us. Anyway, he tells the story of his life and how he's been framed for murder. I guess the guy's in jail.
Oh,
and he owned an exotic zoo. Uh-huh. That's where the tiger thing comes from. I don't know. Maybe. You know what? I got no time. I'm busy watching the Marvel Cinematic Universe with my family. We're up to Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. Still got a lot of movies to watch.
I'm having to work
from
home, but I could be better at it. just saying. That's all I'm going to say.
Are you doing video chat?
I have a Zoom. Yeah, I have a Zoom.
Okay. 12% of people. Who are doing video chats
about that.
Say they don't turn on their video because they're doing them naked. Isn't that a little scary?
Oh.
Oh. That's a whole different kind of germ.
Wouldn't want to sit in that chair.
I don't want to sit in that chair. Put down a towel.
All right. So anyway, yesterday we issued a challenge, the $1 million challenge to the Kardashians.
Oh, that's right. We did. I wonder how that's going.
Because, Kylie
gave away
$1 million
to the relief fund.
The rest
fund.
Of them need to follow suit, including Ryan Seacrest.
Yep.
But, Drew Brees gave $5 million to Louisiana.
Wow. That Drew
Other
Brees.
Stars are pulling
like
out money,
him.
Too.
I
but
like
I'm
him.
Not hearing about the Kardashians yet.
Nah. We did post it on social.
I'm sure they
we'll see.
Got tested.
Our big audience on social.
All right, so Kanye West, he's pulling out all the stops. And
what's he doing?
He's creating his new 6,000-acre ranch in the middle of Wyoming.
He's not giving any money away to anybody.
Guess not.
He's buying himself a sanctuary.
Mm-hmm.
And he's probably going to have armed guards on it.
Probably. It's a massive compound located on one of two multi-million dollar parcels he recently purchased.
Oh.
And it's going to have a number of unique features, like a series of seven dome-shaped structures to be part of a closed-loop ecology for energy and water capture.
Wow. Wow.
I'm sure there might be a, sanctuary.
Oh, well, of course. He's got to have some place to do Sunday service. Yeah.
Sure.
For him and the kids.
He's going to have something called a biopool. As well
bio
as
pool?
Little veggie
that
garden.
That sounds kind of gross when you think about it. Bio pool? Really, Kanye? Come on.
Oh, but there's more.
There's more.
There's going to be the bio pool as well as a little veggie garden. He's going to have orchards, a skate park.
Oh, and a skate park. Got to have the skate park.
I saved the best for last.
Oh, what's that?
There's the urine garden.
Oh.
It's described as an aquaponic-like system that converts human waste into plant food.
Can we go back to the story about
rich people are just like us
on a chair with your naked bum? Can we go back to that? That's less gross. I'm just saying.
Go pee in the garden.
We've been doing that for years, man. What are you talking about? Still need no fancy name for that. Mm-mm. You know who I'd love to have a video chat with, especially if she was naked, and that would be Halle Berry.
Would that be Halle Berry? Halle Berry, you can still train me. We can do it by Zoom or FaceTime.
Everybody's using the Zoom now. And they're going to ruin it for everybody else. Because right now it's free unless you're doing it like professionally.
It's free for about 40 minutes.
40 minutes and then it kicks your butt off of there.
It does, actually.
Actually, we should have the same
kind of... The meeting has ended.
We should have the same kind of timer here after 8 minutes. It should kick our butts right off of here.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm here for. I'm the one watching the clock. It's time to mosey on to the couch. Give yourself a great weekend. Let's do this again Monday.
Oh, sure. Why
It'll
not?
It'll be a party.
Let's do it.
Mm-hmm. Have a great weekend. See you then, Ann.
That's all the news you could care less about for this week.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.